Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast.
Getting through this one in one piece.
No, this one is it is Thanksgiving week. It is time to talk turkey.
Gobble gobble, mother fuckers.
Oh,
Well, we
wow.
are not a safe for work podcast, so
I've hurt
we
my
can
ears.
I said
all right.
cluckers.
I was trying to figure out because we haven't done a lot of Thanksgiving based episodes. In the past, I was looking through our back catalog, at least of the most recent 100 episodes. I have no idea what we did in the first 100.
Every
I
one of
actually,
those, every one of those was how was Thanksgiving themed.
that's not how I remember it. So anyway, I was struggling to come up with something that's actually interesting about Thanksgiving.
That's
Dutch.
because there isn't.
There's only like three Thanksgiving horror films, and one of them either just came out or isn't coming out until like this
Oh
week.
yeah,
What
I was gonna
about
see
all the
that.
what about the Thanksgiving franchise? There's more than three there.
There might be four.
Okay.
Apparently
There's
there's,
more than one.
there's more than one.
I found an article on Fangoria about because Eli Roth said he made the first Thanksgiving themed slasher with Thanksgiving that's coming out here pretty soon, and Fangoria was like, well, they did exactly what you would expect a fan nerd fanzine magazine to do. And they went, there's two other ones. And then they proceeded to talk about the most obscure movies that apparently, if you don't have access to like VHS, you can't watch. Anyway,
I don't remember the website that I used.
you had that good website about horror movies and holidays. That was because that's
I'm
how we
gonna.
talked about a lot of the Easter. We found that there were way more Easter themed, horror movies than but I mean ultimately
I'm trying to use multiple tabs on my computer, so there's gonna be some issues on my behalf because I'm
okay,
dumb.
but I mean when it comes to Thanksgiving movies there's not a lot of them, like some of the big ones they were like Miracle on 34th Street I guess is technically a Thanksgiving movie because it kind of starts with the Thanksgiving Day parade, but it's more about Christmas because it's all about the trial of Santa Claus. So the only real Thanksgiving movie that I could think of that's worth talking about is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But other podcasts have done that movie probably much better than we would. So we're going to let 80s Flick Flashback and countless numbers of other podcasts handle that movie, which is a great movie. Have either you both seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, been a while.
There's ultimately not a lot of Thanksgiving movies, so I was like, I can't build a Thanksgiving bracket because, either a good majority of the movies I know either of you have seen or I haven't seen, are there movies that are just not like ones that we want to talk about? They're not.
Dutch.
But yeah, so I mean, like sci-fi and Freeform have their 31 Days of Halloween or the, Huluween has, there's all, they've got the Halloween stuff. That one, and then we go right to Christmas, where Hallmark's got their. Oh, yes.
There are 25 Thanksgiving horror films
Okay, so I was a
wow.
little off with the four.
That I could find on here.
Holy.
Thanksgiving 2023, House of Dolls 2023, Harvested 2, Amityville Thanksgiving, which looks like
Oh,
the
yeah.
Thanksgiving,
We, when
the
we did
house.
our hat. When we did our horror movie bracket franchise, remember when Amityville had like 100?
Yeah.
This is
Yeah.
how they've got 100. They just
There's The House That Eats Flesh 2022, Black Friday, they classify. The Last Thanksgiving 2020, Black Friday 2020.
Now, would you classify Black Friday as a Thanksgiving movie, or is that a different subset of movies altogether?
I classify it as Thanksgiving.
Because, I know that Black Friday is very closely related to Thanksgiving, but like that Black Friday movie, the one with Bruce Campbell, I guess there's two movies called Black Friday.
One's 2020. It's a comedy.
Right. The one with Bruce Campbell has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. Like it's so totally like just about Black Friday and totally worth watching. Have you finally seen that one, Jeremy?
No.
Oh.
This new the other Black Friday is Black Friday is a new horror comedy musical about shopping day from hell when the holiday season's hottest new toy, the Tickle Me Wiggly, hits the shelves.
Tickle Me Wiggly.
Yeah, there's
That.
what else is on this list? Into the Dark Pilgrim 2019, Holiday Hell 2019.
Okay, so I guess in the last couple of years, people have started making filling the void of Thanksgiving horror movies because,
Ghost
people.
Note, Christie, Thanksgiving 3, Thanksgiving, Home Movie, Poultrygeist, Thanksgiving with an X.
One of these days, we will follow through on our threat to do a Thanksgiving commentary.
Boogeyman, Intensity.
Whether
Well, it's spelled like Thanksgiving, but it's THANX.
But anyway, so there wasn't
Another Amityville, Blood
the
Rage, Home Sweet Home. I'm almost done. And in
I'll still take over.
1972 was the first one called Blood Freak.
Yeah, that was one of the slashers that Fangoria was talking about, Blood Freak, and then I can't remember what the other one was.
So if we got 25 of them.
But other than like Thanksgiving, I don't think.
What about Poultrygeist?
Did you mention Grandma Werewolf? Grandma.
No.
There's another one.
But other than that, like, there's not a lot of these movies that all three of us have seen or even heard about until right now. So
Love
we
Grandma Werewolf. How dare you?
so we can't really do like a
I love
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We can't really do a Thanksgiving horror movie bracket because it would just be like, I like the title or I like the description.
Well,
So
that's kind of
anyway,
what I did for some of the other brackets.
I know that's why I didn't try to do a Thanksgiving movie bracket or a Thanksgiving horror movie bracket. But I did think about let's talk about the one thing that I know that is intrinsically linked with Thanksgiving that's not football. And let's talk about
Football?
Thanksgiving
Dutch.
Day, Thanksgiving Day parades.
Don't like them.
Never knew they existed until I was starting to get up earlier in life.
Do you not like Thanksgiving Day parades, or are you like me and you have the anti-parade fan club to begin with?
I don't like parades in general.
Okay. So this is going to be a real fun topic because two of the three of us don't like parades. But, well, this is the life.
I like people coming over and hanging out during the parades.
That was fun.
Well, that is true because
I
you
enjoyed
can actually watch the parade from inside your house.
from the comfort of my living room.
Maybe parades would be more fun if I could watch them in a air-conditioned environment that, wasn't annoying and hot.
Yeah.
What do you think the oldest Thanksgiving Day parade is? Throw out a year. Let's see if we can.
Oh, a year, not which one's the oldest?
Yeah, because you won't get the well, maybe you will get the oldest one. Who knows? I don't know what kind of research you guys did, but
That's the same amount we do for everything.
I kind of figured.
1951.
Oh, little off.
1936.
You're closer. 1920.
Macy's Day
Whoa.
Parade.
No, that one's actually not the oldest one.
Disneyland Thanksgiving Parade.
Philadelphia started one. Well, you guys watch The Simpsons. You know the joke that they make about
Never
gimbals?
heard of it.
You know the joke that that every so often they'll make about gimbals?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
They
gimbals was
make that
a
joke on Elf too.
yeah. Well, gimbals was a real thing, and they started the Thanksgiving Day parade in 1920 in Philadelphia. They were emulating themselves off a lot of other holiday parades. Apparently, there's a whole subset of parades called the Santa Claus Parade
I wonder
that
if
I
there's
guess
horror parade movies.
that, generally speaking, took place on the day after Thanksgiving, so they don't count. Because there's one in Peoria, Illinois, that actually started in 1887, which they
Right.
said is the oldest parade that's still actively running
In Peoria.
in Peoria, Illinois. So if we want to go really just be bored, the day after Thanksgiving, we can go watch the Santa Claus parade in Peoria.
No
So,
thanks.
but for whatever reason, and I don't understand why, the most popular of the Thanksgiving Day parades, maybe because it was one of the first ones to figure out how to get on TV, is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Because as we all know, apparently the world revolves around New York City and everything New York City does.
Oh yeah, it's the greatest city in the world.
Right. Anyway, it started in 1924. I did find out that apparently there used to be a holiday in New York. It seemed to be mainly New York and the surrounding areas called Ragamuffin Day.
All right.
Have
Okay.
either of you heard of Ragamuffin Day?
I've heard the term ragamuffin, but I didn't
Well,
know it was a day.
yes. Let's see. Tell me if you think this sounds a little familiar. Children would dress up and go out on the streets, begging for treats. They would normally receive candy, fruit, or pennies. They
Oh
would
boy.
dress up in masks and beg, and they had a little like song and a parade.
Halloween.
Yeah. So
Ragamuffin Day.
apparently they were like, we're not getting enough on Halloween and the trick or treat. We got to move over and start doing it again a month later with Ragamuffin Day. That started somewhere in 1870. So kind of actually a little before trick or treating, but not terribly different. There would also be Ragamuffin Day parades. The
Is that
people
like
was,
a costume contest?
yeah, it was, it, there's not a lot of information on it because it's essentially gone. Like nobody really still does it. I guess there are still some pockets that might maybe have them, but like for the most part, like it's completely gone. The Great Depression really kind of put a stop to it because people were like, begging or pretending to be beggars and acting in the, going around and begging for stuff in the streets when, there were literal actual beggars where people found that a little distasteful.
They still do that in some states.
Yes, but but by apparently the
Damn
'30s,
ragamuffins.
so very, very quickly after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade started. By the 30s, the Ragamuffin Parade started to disappear to the point where the 50s, it was almost completely gone. And then by like, I think like the last holdout was like somewhere in like 1970. Like they don't, to the point now
So
where,
do we need to bring it back?
I mean, why not? Let's get groups of children to dress up in not Halloween, not the same costume they just dressed up in a month ago. And instead of going, you know how parades are, at least July 4th parades, they throw candy at you. We'll dress all the kids up, put them in a parade, we throw candy at them.
Yes, as they're walking down the street, people line up to throw candy at them.
Yes.
And they can only have what they catch in their bags as they're walking. You just. It's a
Yes,
critical
challenge. That
challenge.
is
Sign
a.
me up.
You just want to throw candy at children.
I just want to throw stuff at anybody.
That's true. It's always fun. The coldest Macy's Day Parade was 18 degrees in 2018.
Have a hard time believing that. Feel like
The
it should have been colder.
well, you got to
18?
remember, yeah, but you got to remember it's, November still.
True,
Like
true, true.
how often does it ever
Yeah.
get that cold here? I mean,
No, that's fair.
yeah.
Yeah.
The warmest was 69 degrees in 1933.
69. Nice.
All
Well
right.
played. Well played.
It's my contribution for the week.
We'll take it. You got me beat.
All right, so the balloon, we're going to talk about the balloons. This is the most, this is a essentially where it ends. But so balloons were introduced in 1927 to replace the live zoo animals. I guess the zoo animals were not super thrilled about going on parade. Yeah,
Live
so
zoo animals.
put in cages and just walk down the street of New York.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the zoo would be like, we're not doing this, we're losing money.
Yeah, I think there was that was part of it. I think there was also even in the 20s, people were like, the humanitarian, you know, the is not, you know, it's just not good. It's not a good look, like just dragging lions down the street in a cage. And
What happens if the animals were on leashes? That'd be better or worse?
probably worse, I guess. I don't know, but I mean, I also imagine that, you know, anytime you've got a lion not in a you know more secure facility, the potential of the lion eating people is much higher.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna go Family Feud style here. I've got the top 12 appearances all time of the balloons. So the you know the, like I said, they started in 1927, and it does the article that I found already had this year's
Balloons.
announced list, so it has this year's list. It's current. So this is because of World War II, there this is not like year 99 of the parade. It's like 97, 96. So like even though next year is going to be the 100th year of the Macy's Day Parade, it's not going to be the 100th parade, because you know the whole World War II thing stopped a lot of stuff. So you've got at most like 96 potential appearances, but not even 96, because the balloons didn't show up until a couple years after the parade started. Some of these are kind of newer franchises. Some of them are a little older. I've got and it's not necessarily the same balloon every year. So it could be, you know, one particular character had a one balloon for a few years and they switched over to another, but it's the same version. Like, you know, it's the same character, just a different like style of balloon or different pose, or maybe there were other characters with him and this her. So, all right, so Family Feud style, what do you think? 1 through 12, what do we think here is
Most appearances.
most appearances?
I'll start out by saying Charlie Brown.
You are in the ballpark with not
I
with the
was going to say
oh.
Snoopy.
Snoopy, there we go. Number one with 42 appearances,
Okay.
and 8 different versions.
The Charlie Brown franchise is what I meant to
Yeah.
say.
Okay. Well, I'll give you credit for it. All right. All right. So we have number one on the list. All right. What do we have here then? So we got 11 more to choose from. I honestly think there's a few of them that are gonna be a surprise, and one, maybe two, that you definitely won't get.
Mickey Mouse.
That is number seven. He's done 20 appearances with 4 different balloons.
Oh, boy. Our company's fucked. Oh, boy. What should we pick next? I think Kermit?
Kermit, number four with 22 appearances
All
and 2 different
right.
balloons.
Nice. Well,
At least
then.
I'm getting some answers right in this
Are
list.
there more Muppets?
No. There's
So
not.
no, like Elmo or Big Bird.
Oh no. Well, there is Big Bird. Big Bird is number 9
Nice.
with 19 appearances and 2 different balloons.
Good
But
one,
that is
Justin.
the only other one that is in the same universe. The other ones are different universes.
Okay. Barney? No way.
Barney did not make this list,
No
surprisingly
way. Was
enough.
he ever, did he ever appear
I
as a
believe so, but I only wrote down the like when I got pat down to like number 12 for like the most appearances, I just kind of stopped.
Yeah. Okay.
Underdog.
He is I don't know why they split it up, but Underdog is on the list with 20 appearances, but he made the honorable mention list because I guess they've only ever used one version of him. So, yeah.
I'm counting that as a win.
Okay.
How about Garfield?
He is number 11 with 18 appearances and two different balloons.
Right.
How
I
many
can't.
are
I.
we still missing?
Six, seven. Seven more to go.
Oh boy.
Seven more.
If only college just asked me pop culture questions, everything would just be so much better.
The last one on there, how many appearances?
You got 17 with the last appearance.
Okay.
And
So
this one, and that one should speak a little bit more to Jeremy.
it's older. SpongeBob.
There we go. SpongeBob, number 12, seven.
Nice.
And even though he is only been in 17 of them, he has had three different balloons. So apparently they just keep changing him out.
Because I was thinking, like, if there's any, like, Marvel superheroes. But then I was like, I don't know,
What?
because
Which
it's
one
him.
would it would name a Marvel superhero that might have a balloon?
My initial thought went to Iron Man.
Okay.
I was thinking Spider-Man.
There we go. Spider-Man, 18 appearances with two different balloons.
All
Nice.
right. I think we're doing pretty good at this, Jeremy.
We
Oh,
are.
yeah.
We are doing a lot better than I expected us to. I thought this could be a train wreck. There's two of them that I'm really, one in particular I know for a fact you won't get because I barely know what it is. And then another one I'm not sure. I
We're
know you'll know who it is, but
missing a couple, and it's once a year.
what could it
I
be?
was gonna say, how many appearances does the last one have again? Because then I'm trying to think
It
years
was
back.
SpongeBob had 17.
That.
The most ever was Snoopy with 42. So you got somewhere between that
Well,
with
like with the one we're missing, the bottom one, how many does he have?
20.
20. So
Wow.
about 20 years.
I mean, they could probably more from 80s that we're not thinking of.
Bugs Bunny.
Surprisingly not.
What?
Yeah, I know. It was not on the list. One of them is kind of newer, so they
Okay.
must have had a balloon like almost every year since its inception.
How's Bugs Bunny not have one?
I don't know. I was kind of surprised by that as well.
It's kind of newer. Does a turkey count as a balloon? Just a straight up turkey.
No, these are all definitely, like characters from pop culture universes or a logo of some kind.
Or a
A
logo. That's a big clue. Ronald McDonald.
number two with not 20
Nice.
with 29 and five different balloons.
That's a good one. What is popular?
I mean,
Something from Adventure Time?
no, I
No.
don't know if Adventure Time is popular enough to get. I mean, surely they've
Okay.
had a
I
balloon at
mean,
least once, but
I don't know. I'm just trying to
is there
think.
something from Star Wars?
No, not on the list. I don't know if Star Wars has ever had a balloon or a float,
Should.
but I mean, they probably did, but I mean, there's.
I'm not ready to quit yet.
No,
Okay, all
I was gonna
right.
say, do we have any lifelines we can use?
Think multimedia franchises that were definitely very popular in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Multimedia franchise. Jeremy, what you got?
I'll even give it to you if you just name the
This
group, not necessarily the specific character.
I was gonna say the MTV Spaceman logo thing.
A popular multimedia.
Oh yeah, they've got their fingers in. Well, see if I say it, what they've got their fingers in. They've definitely had movies and TV shows, and video games. But they're more known for something else.
Probably kick myself when you
You
name this
will.
the
You
list.
will. Because yeah, I know. I know you're a big, yeah, I know you're a fan of this franchise. Or were, I don't know if you still are. They've even had AR games.
Come on, Jeremy.
I'm trying.
Dig deep in that beautiful brain of yours. What do you
I've
got?
done so much work today with my brain.
There, all right. I'll this is the last big hint. I think this should
Okay.
give it to you.
Okay.
They were definitely known as a card game before they started everything else. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
There we go.
Pikachu.
Pikachu.
That's okay.
22 appearances, 4 different balloons.
Definitely should have known that.
Yeah.
Thinking of logos, you're never gonna get the Sinclair Dino, so I'm gonna go ahead and give that one
Oh,
to you.
from
The what?
the Sinclair dinosaur from the gas station's big green
Yes.
bronchiosaurus.
Right. Yeah, but
Yeah,
there's
I
no way
never.
either. Yeah, no, they've had 21 appearances and 3 different balloons,
If you
which
would have
honestly
said
is
gas station logo, I would have got it.
but that
I
leaves
could have sat here
there.
till next week. It's never said that.
But there's two more. There's a very popular cartoon franchise that's on the older side of things. And there's one that is a logo. Like it's a more of a mascot for doesn't
Chester
really. Is
Cheeto.
it the
Nickelodeon blimp?
No. That I mean
Okay.
that you would think that would be just an obvious
Yeah,
obvious
kind of lends
blimp.
itself perfectly
Or like
to.
the Goodyear blimp.
No, this is more of a national park logo than a
Yogi Bear?
national. You're in the ballpark. He is definitely a
Am I in the national park? It Smokey the Bear?
Smokey the Bear. There we go. 20 appearances, 2 different versions. So we got one
Only
more.
you can
We
prevent
got
forest fires.
one more.
Uncle Sam.
No,
Did you say it's a cartoon?
it is a very popular cartoon from the 60s, 70s era.
G.I. Joe.
That is the 80s, and you know it.
Cartoon in the 60s and 70s.
They had Fractured Fairy Tales, and Peabody and Sherman spun off of them.
Rocky.
Oh, there we
Rocky and
go.
Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, there we go.
War,
They've had 26 appearances and 2 different balloons.
that's
Moose
crazy.
and Squirrel. Moose and
They were that
Squirrel.
popular.
They've apparently always been that popular that
That's
they show up
nuts.
a lot. Now, that basically means that once Snoopy was invented, they were like, let's make a balloon, and then he has been at the parade every year since. Because he's barely older than that. I mean, obviously Snoopy is older than I am, but not by a lot.
How does that make you feel? Good for Snoopy.
When was Pe look that up. When was Peanuts invented?
It.
Can you
All
do
right.
a Rocky and or a Bullwinkle impression? The dude from Full House could always do it pretty well.
Oh yeah. I want I'm trying to think. I think I've got a Rocky, not a Bullwinkle, because Bullwinkle's so high. But do you? No, I don't. I don't have
No,
one.
it was pretty.
I don't know. I
It
don't. I just
was coming along.
it was. I mean, I could probably do a Rocky, but it's been a while since I've actually watched it. So,
How does and the other one is it's more high. It's like, gee, I don't know, like
yeah, it's definitely more like that.
that.
I mean, I've probably got a Boris Badner, just a bad Russian accent. Yeah. Get that moose and squirrel.
First appearance in the comic strip, October 4th, 1950.
Okay, so way older than I thought.
Last appearance in the comic strip, February 13th, 2000.
Holy S. That's a lot. That's crazy. Good for them.
But yeah, so I mean, honestly, like, all right, so do we have any memories of, I mean, you apparently don't remember that there was a parade until recently.
I mean, I do. I liked watching actually quite a bit. I still do, but I still have a struggle getting up, if you can believe it.
What?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I often wake up on Thanksgiving morning, roll out of bed, and the parade's already been on for an hour or two. Like I don't remember the last time. Or if I've ever sat down and started at the beginning of the parade coverage until the end, like I just.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't it start at like 9:30 or something like that?
Nah,
I
7:30, 8:30, I don't know. It's
it's early, man.
early. It's
What's the get up for that?
And I mean, I don't want to go see them in person, so I don't know how much I want to watch them on. And I will say, I feel like the Macy's Day Parade has gotten significantly lamer over the last, few years, because the lip syncing is just getting so much worse. Like, it's so
It
painfully obvious.
starts at 7:30.
That's absolutely insane.
7:30 to 11.
Oh, yeah, that's not gonna happen. Maybe I'll watch the last little bit, but
Oh,
not.
kickoff's at like 11 or 11:30. I'm not watching the parade.
Well, I think the football games don't kick off until after the parade is over. I mean, so if you want to like really just do the ultimate cliche Thanksgiving, you have your parade. You immediately flip over to the Packer game. I mean, most people would call it the Lions game, but come on, this is Milwaukee. It's definitely the Packer game. Maybe during halftime you run out, play a little football, but during, throughout the day you're
That
just
sounds
constantly,
beautiful.
you're
Well,
constantly.
except for the whole watch the parade part.
I even that.
And then once the Packer game is over, you flip over and watch the Cowboy game, which, hopefully the Cowboys lose because, fuck the Cowboys. And then you got a couple hours to take a nap, maybe get some, family interaction in before the third game starts,
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
great. Sounds like a great day to me.
I know we don't do it anymore. I know we used to go as a me, you, and me, Justin, and Tony would go to the Black Friday sales, but I don't know. Do you?
I don't know if those exist anymore.
Yeah, I know. Now that Walmart started doing Black Friday like on November 1st.
Well, they did two of them. There's this Friday, whenever this Friday is going to be that you're listening, probably already happened. And the first Friday of the month.
It's amazing. Like they were just like, you know what? Forget actually, like just I don't know. Like I know we talked about it a lot on the old version of the podcast. Like the joy of getting up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning,
Dude, yeah, it was
and
so like
going,
so much fun.
and then going and getting in line at Best Buy or
Standing outside a Target waiting for it to
standing
open.
so that we can get in and get that
Look,
one.
looking through the ads and being like, all right, well, we're going to start at this store, get
Yeah.
this, run to this store,
Come up
go
with your
to
game plan.
GameStop, get some of those Mystery Funko
Oh my
boxes.
God. Yes. With those Kenner figures that always break open right away.
Open inbox.
Yeah.
Do they even, I mean, I know, I mean, every store still probably does some of the Black Friday stuff. Does GameStop do the Funko boxes, mystery boxes anymore? Or?
I haven't looked at a Black Friday sale in forever.
So,
I know,
man,
like
that's those have just died out like a lot of places. It's so it Dude,
sucks.
I don't, I mean,
you can
maybe
buy them
because
online.
do people even do that anymore? Like, is there still people who hardcore like get up early and go get in line for the doorbusters or?
I can tell you, working this year, I saw more people waiting to come in the day after Halloween for discounted candy than I saw coming in for the first Black Friday sale.
Oh man.
Yeah, the wife told me that she got put at the door for the first Black Friday sale. And after like 10 or 15 minutes, the manager came out and were like, yeah, you don't have to be here anymore because clearly nobody's coming.
That's so sad. Like the idea of just having like an event was just so cool. Like it was like, here's your holiday, but then you also get this bonus. And now
See,
there goes another piece.
I agree with that to a point, except for like before they went to the online stuff, where they'd be like, oh, the sale starts at 6 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. It's like, that's not Black Friday. That's not
Right.
Friday morning.
Yeah.
Right.
They
Yeah.
kept pushing it.
Started at 5 a.m., not 6 p.m. or 4 p.m. And
Yeah, that was part of the thing with Black Friday that made it fun, was like deciding what store you had to go get in line for and like how early you had to get up and go do it.
yeah.
Not, oh, I gotta cut dinner short because I gotta go get in line at Walmart for
For
the 6 p.m. the
for the
6 p.m.
60-inch
show.
the 60-inch TV
Yeah.
that I'm gonna save about $200 on. I did buy some headphones from the first sale that we had. I don't even remember the brand. They were normally $199 and they were $45.
Wow, that is a good
Yeah.
deal.
For some over-the-ear headphones.
Did you have to elbow anybody in the face?
No, I just went on my app and I went add to cart.
He didn't have to. He did anyway. But
Yeah. Those are my headphones that aren't even carried in this store, you old lady.
yeah, I mean, that's the other part about the Black Friday sales is that now that they're doing them all online, like it's just like you barely like there's I guess I mean, I guess it's better because we don't get to hear the news reports of like the riots or the people getting shot at or maced or
Now you just get to hear about packages being stolen off porches.
Yeah, but
Now
yeah,
they
I
don't
don't
even have a
know.
fighting chance for their items.
But to finish off our parade talk, oh, one more thing before we get to the end of the parade talk, and then it
Uh-oh.
looks like over the time of the Macy's Day Parade, there's been 14 Wisconsin marching bands that have made the Macy's Day Parade. There's another one this year that I guess it's like the second time they're doing it, but anyway,
Give it up
I
to
don't.
Wisconsin Marching Bands.
I think Justin and I kind of did this a little bit back when we were talking about July 4th parades, or very briefly, we talked about designing our own float. But this is specifically like a Thanksgiving Day parade, like Media Pod Smash, Pop Culture Roulette, Freaky Film Club, like that, like the whole Smashland of family. We finally hit the big time because of my game show appearance. My 13 seconds is just so wildly popular that like our numbers just go through the roof. And next year they're like, we want the Smashland group to design a float and you get a balloon. What are you designing? What is your, so we, every, almost every float has like a random celebrity for no apparent reason. Sometimes it makes sense. Other times you're like, wait, what, how or why is that person there? And then like, there's a theme. What are we doing here? What is the float that we're going
This is one of those where you should have gave us a heads up.
I did give you a heads up. I sent you a message yesterday.
Not about making our own float.
Yes, I absolutely did.
All right, fine. I didn't read it.
Well, let
Jeremy,
me
you go first.
well, can I just vamp for a second here and go off topic really quick?
Absolutely.
Okay. I could like to just say something about first about last week's episode because I listened. And I would gotta say, I don't know what was in the air, but everyone, if they want to continue to be like throw compliments my way, that would be awesome. That was awesome. And then two, I'm very impressed with the editing.
Oh, well, thank
But
you.
yeah.
I stepped outside of my comfort zone and I tried a few new things. So apparently I have this thing where if Justin challenges me in the episode, I'm going to do it.
I don't listen to our episodes, so I don't even know what I said to you.
You said something about adding in a round of applause, so I went and found a round of applause and added it in, and then you said something about adding in a drum roll. And
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
I did it.
And that's what made me think of it because we were clapping for Wisconsin marching bands. And I was like, oh, yeah, he put the applause in. But yeah, so I was impressed. But they didn't really use any of this time that I was vamping to think of a float. Justin, do you have anything?
Well, when you said vamping, I just thought about your Freaky Film Club's vamping about Voorhees. So it's going to be a adjacent balloon is what it's
Okay.
going to be. And I don't know what's that do for a float. It's a big couch. Everyone's sitting around just shooting the shit, eating snacks like we do when we do our favorite new food tastings that we do.
Okay. I like that.
All right. Did you think of a random celebrity for no apparent reason or?
Robert England.
Okay,
Nice.
that's nice.
You get the Jason balloon, but I get to hang out with Freddie while eating peanut butter cups.
All right. Good choices, good choices.
All right, I've got one.
Okay.
It's like a flat platform, and there's two sides. The front, like the middle part, is raised up, and the two sides are like kind of extended outwards toward the crowd. And on one side, there's someone in a mascot outfit that looks like a giant microphone, and he's throwing out koozies and different shit to the audience. And then the other side, there's like, I don't know, like, oh, the random celebrity. That's on the other side of the platform. And the random celebrity is Arnold. And
Nice.
the raised up platform in the middle on the main part of the float is just a podcasting table that we're all sitting around.
Okay, all
Can
right.
I can I sign up to be the mascot? That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, you would think you'd be at the
Yes.
table, but if you want to be the mascot, that works too.
I think we need Nicolas Cage somehow to make an appearance.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So for my celebrity, I chose Nick Cage.
Good choice.
I wrote down Nick Cage. He would, because I figured he was the patron saint of the at least the PCR world, if not the Smashland world in general. I want a multi-tiered float where we force Nick Cage to do weird dances in the middle of it.
I don't think we
But
have to force him to do anything. He's gonna just do weird stuff.
but definitely throughout the tiers is going to be just all sorts of Easter eggs for the podcast. There will be a Jason and a Freddy and just some whatever the stuff that we talk about most often. But our balloon is going to be a giant microphone with like googly eyes and like a weird goofy grin.
Nice.
What was the microphone? Was it a microphone you had for your board games?
Yeah.
Make
Yeah, for the for, for the
that into a balloon.
yes, that was our balloon. And then well, the music that would be played would just be the stuff that we talked about on that last episode where we talked about music. Just, most of the time there's like Christmas music or like the Broadway people play like stuff revolving their show. Now it'll just be like this really random mishmash like track list of going from Five Finger Death Punch to They Might Be Giants to Weird Al, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Probably won't be invited back next year.
Hey, but at least we'll have the one appearance that people will talk about with like, I don't
What the
understand why
hell was that?
why were they even invited? Who are they?
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure a podcast has ever had their own float, and I think we should be the first.
I agree.
I mean,
Now,
I would agree, but I don't think that'll happen. I don't think we'll be the first.
no, probably not.
Joe Rogan.
What also would be the likelihood that one, A, all three of us would be willing to travel to New York for Thanksgiving, and two,
If it's all inclusive, they're paying for it too.
and then all three of us would have to get up really early in the morning.
For some of us,
Or,
that's easy.
yeah, for an experience like that, I could do it. Or just stay up all night.
Or well, alternately just stay up.
Yeah.
So, all right. Did anybody watch anything? I know we didn't talk about that last week, so I guess we got a couple weeks worth of
Of
anything worth
not
talking of.
of
Yeah.
not remembering
Of not
that
remembering.
I don't write notes down.
I've got a good one actually.
Okay.
On Peacock last night, I watched that new movie, the Treasure of Foggy Mountain.
I almost watched it last night, but I just watched like five episodes of Top Chef instead.
It was fucking hilarious.
Yes, I do want to watch it.
And Conan actually gets quite a bit of screen time, so It was nice. It was
All
it
right.
was and the like I am just a sucker in general for coming of age movies, and they like nailed the format, like the comedy. It's really great. I think it's like I'd put it like one of my top comedies of the year.
Because I stopped watching Saturday Night Live a few years ago, until recently when Jess started rewatching it, I didn't know that those three guys are like Saturday Night Live writers. Like, Please Don't Destroy is the name of their like
Group.
comedy troupe, their group.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And like, because I was watching an episode of Saturday Night Live just recently where like I was like, wait, those are the three guys from the Please Don't Destroy movie. And then I realized like, oh, that's what they call themselves. So it made a lot more sense. I do want to watch that movie, but now that you are recommending it, I will watch it.
Anything else, Jeremy?
I've been watching more of that Dark Side series from Vice. They have season two currently going on of Dark Side of Comedy, and they've been covering it's a pretty good one. They did Carlos Mencia. They just did a recent episode about Phil Hartman, and that was tough. Yeah, it's a great series. I mean, they interview some really great people and get a lot of good insight, stuff like I never heard before. And Sam Kinison, they just did one about him too. And it's so crazy that like you would have thought like I didn't really know much about him, and I always just assumed like, oh, he OD'd, right? But he was killed by a drunk driver. But you
Oh,
just
wow.
assume from the life he lived that he just
Yeah.
OD'd.
Yeah, I guess I always assumed that as well.
But he was killed by a drunk driver.
Yeah, he's this really random, weird spot in comedy from the late 80s, early 90s that just like operates in this weird bubble of like bizarreness that I don't know. I don't know. I guess, I mean, Andrew Dice Clay still has a career, so I don't know if Sam Kinison would still have a career today if he hadn't have been killed by a drunk driver, but I wonder what his career would be now compared to what it was then.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that style of comedy would be functional in today's world. Yeah.
Oh. She yelling. I think that's about it for me though.
I don't know if I covered it last time, but I watched that JFK documentary.
No, you didn't talk about that.
Oh, One Day in America.
Okay.
It's a three-parter. Each episode's like 45 minutes, I think. And they talk about the day before and the day of the assassination, and they talk to people who were there, like Secret Service, who was in charge of like guarding, like Jackie. And one of the co-workers of Lee Harvey Oswald, a couple of the cops. So then they kind of talk about everything that happened with that, because that's coming up on 60 years,
I
I
think so,
believe.
yeah.
It was pretty interesting. A lot of interesting stuff with that one. And then the only show I started watching that, I got one episode in, so I'm probably done.
Yeah.
Is Monarch, Legacy of Monsters,
See, I don't have Apple
on
TV.
Apple.
I don't have Apple, but I desperately want to watch that.
I watched the first episode. It's pretty good.
Did you watch any more Goosebumps?
I think I'm three episodes in. Was I
Oh,
two last time?
yo, man, you have watched another episode of Goosebumps.
If I
We
was
have
two
found,
last time, I'm on three.
well, we
Nice.
have found a show that you actually watch. Wow.
I've watched several episodes of Monk, if that counts.
I watched all of season two of Loki.
How's that?
Interesting. Interesting. I'm curious to see where and how it's going to relate to the MCU going forward. Because it definitely ended with a very strange ending.
Okay.
But I mean, at the same time, like it almost seems that Loki is now up, like operating in its own little corner of the MCU that maybe you could get away with not talking about that stuff ever again. But because Kang is so heavily involved, I don't know. It's very curious to see when and how they're going to start incorporating all the Disney Plus stuff into the movies. And how they're going to keep it all together anyway. So
Yeah.
It's just six episodes, so it's real, and like I don't think any of them's over 45 minutes, so it's a pretty quick watch.
We'll try to dive into that. I liked the first season. It was a good show.
I almost needed to rewatch the first season to like, but they quickly do. They do some recaps, so like they show you the stuff that you need. Oh yeah, that's what I need. But I don't know. I'm still apparently stuck on watching, Top Chef.
That's me with Monk. It's old, but I'm like I'll be doing laundry or ride the exercise bike, and I'm just watching old episodes of Monk.
Trying to keep up with Lego Masters. All right, well
I've
then.
watched lots of Bucks games.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're doing pretty well, right?
They are doing pretty well.
Anybody got any big plans for Thanksgiving? Any or just doing the normal family stuff?
Family, food, and football.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, I think that's about it for me too. I'm just excited to have a break from
Right.
everything.
From life right now.
Yeah.
Jeremy's just gonna mold into his couch.
Yeah, Thursday to Sunday. It's obviously gonna stay in one spot, shovel
No.
turkey into my face.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Finish that bowl of candy.
All right, then. I guess, man, I don't really have anything. I guess if you used to have a parade that you were looking forward to called Ragamuffins and you just don't have it anymore because Macy's took it away from you, just remember that stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.